Welcome back to the End Zone Club, where you were with your host for today, Anthony Mitchell. And as always, thank you guys for stopping by and listening to this podcast. But for station identification, I must say, please, whatever you do, find yourself liking, sharing, rating, and subscribing to the content. And if you can, hit the support button. And if you will start today with a small donation of $1, let's up it because it's a new year. Let's do $3 since it's 2023. $3 help us to reach our goal and mission, which is to reach the four corners of the earth more effectively and efficiently than what we have. But with that said, guys, I'm back, fresh off the press. Anthony Mitchell here, your host. And as always, having conversations wrapped around things we know now that we wish we knew when we were younger. Hey guys, how's everybody been? We are now at least 3 weeks into the new year. I just, for accountability purpose, I have to know, how are you guys coming up on your end of the bargain? I know that many of you ended 2022 on a positive note, meaning you were expecting to burst into the new year with new promise, new vigor, new light. And I have to know, how are we doing with it? How are we? With that said, everybody, moving forward in today's conversation, it is just me today. But I just wanted to, first of all, start with a couple of just updates, just to give shout outs to people that have individually in the year of 2022 been blessings to this podcast. And I got to start with my guy over at Bass World Productions. Most of the music that you guys hear on this podcast has been provided to us by way of Bass World Productions. They have donated countless samples for us to choose from so that our podcast can have a new flavor every week. So just find them on the internet, Google them, search them, hit his website up. If you guys have some kind of production, this guy does everything from, of course, podcasting. The Memphis Grizzlies play some of his music. He's even had some cinematic scores, right? So shout them out. Let's get them some love. Not only there, but if you see the logo and a lot of the content, we have had several individuals that have provided us with pictures, that have done logos for us, that have, went above and beyond. So we got to shout out Master Sergeant Kenny Hampton with the United States Air Force. This is what he does. He's a graphic designer. A couple of years back, he saw some of my content online and he was like, man, we got to get you brushed up, cleaned up. So the thing, he reached out into his bag of tricks, his bag of effervaciousness is. And he got me a logo, several logos for my YouTube page, which I go under the name of Southern Yankee, which also translates to my TikTok page. Sometimes you'll see that logo out there. He's got me two logos for it. And then moving forward into the End Zone Club podcast, we have at least three or four different logos alone, which allow us to mix it up. So sometimes if you see our flyers for various things we're doing for the kids in the community, you'll see that logo, and I have to shout him out for his contribution to this podcast. In addition, we have the guys over at Just Gifted Clothing. Just Gifted is a Christian clothing brand located in the Dakotas, which is out in the cold, owned by the Truitt family, who provide a platform for especially young, creative individuals, whether you're artists, athletes. You've heard me make analogy of them often, or we've given them some plugs. They're very big supporters. And sometimes when you're looking at behind the scenes things, which is how this podcast has grown beyond my regional area to being able to reach to the four corners of the world, it is people like Just Gifted that has pushed us out in their sector of the world. Not just them, but I have to give my wife a beautiful shout out. you have heard our ad for basically Tisha, which is a mom lifestyle vlogging entrepreneurial platform. Got to shout her out because she has opened my eyes up through her vlogging about what it's like being a stay-at-home mother. Now, traditionally, that was very common. Now, as we're moving forward in a new dispensation, a new age, it takes two to really work together in a sense of fluidity and balance to really make things happen. My wife, who was an educator by trade, has taken it upon herself in the formative years of our babies, our kids, to be accessible, which now allows her the freedom of working from home. She's also a graphic designer. She does public relations for the church, does a lot of things. So to see her able to express her vision from home in the way that she has, but also to be able to be a constant force for the kids, even when I'm working sometimes 14, 16 hours a day. Shout her out. So if you guys can, jump over there on her content. Basically, Tisha.org is the website. Or on any social media platform, she is also basically Tisha. Jump on there. Show her some love. Like some of her content. Let her know that, hey, we appreciate you. Not only that, we've had some other people that have done some graphic designing for us. Like We Make It Clear PR Services out of Atlanta, Georgia. They have taken it upon themselves every year to handle our football flyers. Shout out to them. Thank you for all you guys do. I got to say, man, we are blessed to be surrounded by good people. And if you have been listening to the last couple of episodes that we have put out, we have been blessed. And when I say blessed, 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 with special guests that have encapsulated the spirit here and bringing conversations that are specially designed for young people to push them from walking in potential to actually fulfilling their purpose. These kind of conversations are very germane to me. Because as young people, I don't feel like it was that young, long ago that I was young, but sometimes they need a pattern of success to emulate. A lot of times the word success is loosely applied to strictly financial gain. But we do ourselves a great disservice when we provide an improper analogy and that success is just financial. I more or less have found more fulfillment in life in setting a goal and being able to go after said goal and accomplish it. There are some things that we accomplish in life that money itself can't quantify how major of a goal it is. I'm going to give you a good example. In my community, and I've talked about this throughout several episodes, it's not uncommon, and this is not a knock on anybody. It's just a reality. So I'm going to hone it in as it applies to my home, my family. But a lot of the people on either side of my family had babies with more than one person that they never married. For some people, that works. Again, this is not a knock, but this is just something I was passionate about. I always told myself from the time I grew up that whoever I had a baby with was going to be my wife. So I wanted to be very selective about how I gave myself to somebody. That's not saying I was a virgin. Let's not put that out there. But what that's saying is that I wanted to be careful with how I approach that. Now, to each his own. Sometimes God seems to bless some people better with their second marriage or with their second baby's father, baby mother, than with the first. Sometimes the first, it seems like whatever happens, you're blinded by something that you don't see certain red flags. So everybody's goal is different. If I miss my goal with this, I wouldn't have said I was not successful, because the success does not start with just having babies. That was part of the goal that I honed in. That was the short-term goal. But for the long-term effects, there was also that portion that I wanted to be a father to my children. That's not just providing financial support, but emotional support, being there physically, being there emotional, being there spiritually. You know, it means a lot to me to be able every night, as is our custom, to walk in the room of the kids, stick my hand out, and start with prayer. Or if, you know, the kids have had nightmares. Kids have nightmares. Kids sometimes, whether or not we know this, parents, we cut the TV off. Maybe they're on their phone watching some kind of Halloween story or movie, whatever they are afraid of, that creeps into the night. And as it creeps into the night, what happens? It generates bad images or thoughts in their dream pattern. And when I hear my kids at night scream my name, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy," you don't have to say anymore. Daddy's coming. And not only is he coming, but he's coming fast. That was part of the long-term goal. And I promise you, as these kids get older, as they get bigger, their needs stay the same, and that kids always have to be loved. They have to be reassured. They have to have structure. They have to have discipline. But sometimes that role we as fathers play kind of takes on a different personification. For example, when my baby boy was young, and he still liked this at 9 years old, but he really was very affectionate. And watching his demeanor, I noticed he wasn't as observant of a lot of things as his sisters was or his older brothers. So that made my role as his father a little more protective, because my son would cross the street if you let him and not look either way. And as a dad, I see this, but I've made it my right to now position myself in his life where if I see an area that I can help him as a dad, I wisely slide into that slot and help him out. And I think younger generation really catch this. It's unfortunate that we are now probably having babies at a younger clip. I was almost 30 years old when I physically had my first child. By 30, I had over 16 years in the workforce. So just by attrition of life, just by working in the public and having to deal with customer service, I was a little further along in my maturation process. That when I had a child at 30, I was probably a little further than those that are starting at 16. Having children is an investment, my people. It is a lifelong commitment that doesn't stop at 18. Tomorrow, we are having to move one of our young individuals into his college dorm. And even at his age, we are still there helping whatever he needs help with. So the job does not stop. But sometimes I would like to encourage you guys, if you're going to dip your toe in the water of life, be very, very mindful about who you're with and what you are joining yourself to. Know that the connection you have with an individual is one that'll stand the test of times. If you're willing to build a life with an individual, because it takes two to lay down and have kids, know a little bit about their family. If I
This is an extreme transparent moment for me. I am working out after I had my last baby. Just in a few short weeks, baby will turn one. It took 9 months to create her and nurture her in my body, and it's taken almost 1 year to get back in my ideal shape. So come along with me on this journey as I return to healthy, wealthy, and wise.
So as I was saying before the inadvertent advertisement, when I am mentoring young people, I do encourage them to learn a little about whoever you think you love. Learn a little bit about their family before you think, this is what I want. I remember one of my first experiences on this conversation that really turned the lights on. There was a young man that I worked with who moved in with his girlfriend and decided that, man, I think I can make this work. But she used to physically put her hands on him whenever he said no or whenever there was a conversation she didn't like. Now, he came from a family that was very, very traditional, very, very old school. His dad got up for work at 4 a.m. in the morning, and at 5 on his way out the door, there was already a breakfast cooked, a bag of lunch packed, and his wife sent him out on his day, and he would work, you know, 14 to 16 hours a day to provide for his family. So for him, having that model of consistency with a dad and a mother who worked together to achieve their goals, that for him was normal. He didn't never see his dad lose his never saw his dad lose his temper, never saw his dad engage in violent activities with his mother. So now when he goes into this next relationship with this girl and she's putting her hands on him, this unwires and unpacks everything he thought he knew about relationships. So we started talking, and I'm not trying to come across as judgmental, but I'm trying to get to the root of what is going on. And you could see it, sometimes he'd come to work, you know, t-shirt tore up, or on the side of his neck there'd be scratch marks, and then just finally I'm like, dude, what? Why? And then finally he had this conversation with her when she was in one of her cooler moments, and the answer she gave him surprised him. She said in her home, from where she grew up at, as well as the home of her cousins and things, or the women that were connected to her, each of them connected with men that felt like this is acceptable. So she's replicating what she has seen. And she even tells him, I feel like if you don't hit me back, then you don't really love me. A man that loves something is passionate about it to put it in its place. That's problematic thinking, because that's not coming from a place of holistic thought. That's coming from a broken model that's now being replicated. And at the heart of what I'm getting at, guys, as we know better, as we learn, as we do better, there are certain traits that it's easier for us to block off because we've identified that maybe this is slightly problematic. If you come from a family where man has multiple, and I mean multiple women, he's got his wife during the week, he's got a girlfriend on the weekend, he's got a work wife, he's got, you know, he's got a side girl just in case all of that falls apart. The young men that are coming up behind them that hear this kind of living glorified, what happens? It replicates. If you guys listen to the prior interview that I did before with Kevin Nickerson, who was the chaplain of the Los Angeles Rams, there was a soundbite in there that was so far ahead of its time, I'm still unpacking and rewinding what he said. But in essence, he talked about he grew up in a community where, like, none of the guys had fathers in their home, but all of them bucked that trend, and now each of them are fathers, playing their respective roles at home and making their impact felt. I'm not chauvinistic by any sense of the word. I appreciate the role that women are playing and the weights a lot of them have had to carry as single mothers. But it should not be so. Sometimes if you look at that dual dynamic that causes men not to be at home and women have to carry a lot of the weight, let me say this. Species adapt. Species adapt. If you take a dog, you can take a litter of puppies. Same mom, same dad. Let's say you've got 5 dogs. And you put each of those same puppies in a different environment. You can put one inside in a loving home where that dog is treated like a child. You can take the next dog, put them outside where nobody talks to them. You can take the third dog, let him run wild. You know what I'm saying? Where he doesn't know any sense of discipline. You take the fourth dog, maybe he splits time inside and out, but maybe nobody talks to him. Maybe they lock him in the kennel all day when they're gone. And then you get this fifth dog. This dog is basically left to fend for itself. You can take these five different puppies from the same litter, and I guarantee you each one of these five puppies will have adapted to their situation where they know how to survive. Does that survival mean that sometimes these puppies are going to be the best fit to be around kids or to be loved and to be good guard dogs or watchdogs or to feel a part of a pack? Not intentionally. And it's been the same way with our families and homes, because a lot of us are having to adapt to certain situations unless we're able to identify what's problematic in our own lives and things that we're replicating that aren't going to lend towards our success. It hurts us in the long run. Something we talk about at my church often is this idea that many of us have come into the kingdom of God carrying an inferior thought process. One of my inferior thought processes based upon things I had saw in my family that I thank God he identified early was a lot of men had a lot of women. Had multiple women. These are conversations, guys, we have to have. You have to know on the tail end of this conversation, does my man respect women? Does my woman respect men? Can my husband, this guy that I think I like, whatever, how good is he with money? Is he somebody that's going to blow it? I know a lot of times we are not prepared to have these conversations because sometimes all it does is it takes somebody to make us laugh all the time and we think we love them. Sometimes we look at the ideal physique that these individuals possess and it feels like that's the one. But I promise you, at the rate that divorce is occurring in our nation, this next step of life is a challenge already. But it's even more challenging if you're not prepared for it and you're having to learn everything on the fly. One of the reasons I'm having this conversation with you guys today, young people, we're starting off a new year. And as you have an opportunity right now to write your purpose, to self-direct through God's grace and mercy, the trajectory of the rest of your life, let's not make any premature decisions that may hamper our propulsion down the road. Let's not be like that airplane that's taken off down the runway and because of bad decisions, our engines are falling out. Or we've got some stalling where we can't really take off the way we need to. Or now we're having to slow down because there are obstacles in our path that if we had just properly cleared our runway, we could have taken off and stayed up. Be encouraged to know that there are still many good people in this world. Be prayerful above all things about these three areas. Pray about your friendships. I always say this, but you can tell a lot about a person based upon the makeup of their friendship circles. Second of all, pray about who you attract as a potential spouse or mate or individual that God is going to bless you to build the rest of your life over. Sometimes that comes with the courting process. Am I right? Let's scratch out the word sometime. But before you start talking about building a life with a person, pray that God gives you the right thought process, the right perception, being able to not only perceive what you need to perceive about an individual, but to be able to process it with a whole mind, seeing how it all interacts. Because sometimes we think personally, we can change individuals if we're the right person. But let me tell you guys, that's not always true. Another conversation. Most importantly, also pray about your career and the life choices that you make. You guys already know the most important life choice you can make is to commit your life to God and allow him to direct your steps. But sometimes within him directing steps, there are choices you have to make that he will give you the strength to do. With that said, guys, this is another edition of the End Zone Club. I have some special guests that are coming up here in the next few episodes, but I wanted to hit the repeat button to wash it clean for the week. Not even wash it clean. I just wanted to put out some content, really, because I do have some special guests that have some invitations out that are trying to decide if this platform is a good fit for them or not. So, hey, be in prayer with me, guys, about some of these invitations that we are waiting on to materialize, because you will be blessed when they happen. Until next time, this is Anthony Mitchell, and you were listening to the End Zone Club.